Struggling to fit in at his new school after being expelled for his treatment of Augie Pullman, Julian is visited by his grandmother and is transformed by the story of her attempts to escape Nazi-occupied France during World War II. This is the plot synopsis of White Bird. This film was apparently released in 2023 and I hadn't seen it, but it was played at the theater a couple of weeks ago and I thought it looked interesting, so I went ahead and took a look at it. The film stars Ariella Glazer as Sarah Blum, Orlando Schwartz as Julian Bomer, Gillian Anderson as Vivian Bomer, his mom, and Helen Mirren as the grandmother, Grandmère. I will start out by saying this was a spectacular film. It was so good. It told such a good story. It's a great pick-me-up directly following Joker 2, which was such a downer. But anyhow, in this film, it starts in present day with Helen Mirren talking to her grandson about why he should apologize to this friend that he had wronged. He got expelled from school. He needed to apologize. And he was like, why should I apologize? So she starts this story. And then they kind of go back into 1944 timeframe when she was in school. She was learning. Basically, she was a really good student. She had a notebook and she likes doing drawings. They're showing the events of the time. You could see there were Nazi flags around town. This is in France. And then one day when she went to the market or to the bread shop, she went to buy a pastry and they just told her, take it. Don't give me money, take it. You can have it. So you could see the kind of racism and all that was sort of building the hatred against the Jews in that time frame. Then it culminates and there was this one day in school where she had worn these red shoes. Her parents wanted her to wear the boots, but she insisted to wear these little red shoes and she had pretended like she was wearing the boots and then she changed them when she got halfway to school. And it was really the worst time to be wearing these red boots because it was in the winter. The mountains were snowy. When they were in school, the teacher came in and said, hey, I need Sarah. And I think she said, one other student, we need you to come out here. And they're like, what's going on? You need to, basically, the Nazis are coming and you guys need to get out of here. And you need to meet so-and-so over by the side of the school and he's going to take you to safety. So that's where she ends up going. She's wearing these red shoes. When the Nazis start driving up and they have these groups of people, just like a dozen or so soldiers, then they make a run for it down the hills. And eventually the Nazi, when they realized they were missing like a dozen or so students, they did a search, like a manhunt, and they ended up rounding up most of them except for Sarah. She stayed hidden, but it was so freezing cold. She had the wrong shoes on and she didn't have really a jacket. So she makes her way back up to the school on like the back side of the school. And she finds a door. She was able to enter back into the school and she climbs all the way to the top of this beautiful school. There was this area, I don't know what you call it, but this top of the school, there was no one up there. But then she runs into her schoolmate Julian. Now Julian was a student. She was kind of a popular girl. She was more of the preppy kind and she ignored Julian in class. And because he had a limp, he had, I think it was polio that he messed with his walking. So he had a cane. He was like, you need to follow me. I can get you out of here. I can get you to safety. She had no other choice really. So she follows him. They take a path through the woods, finally make it to his place. He said, look, you need to stay in the barn. You need to go hide in the barn. Don't say a word. Just go up in the loft. I gotta go tell my parents. Because there's no way that that boy could harbor her for very long without the parents knowing about it. Because he would need to smuggle food to her and that sort of thing. And that's just what they did. So they hide her in the barn and they tell the parents. And that's Gillian Anderson was Vivian. She played the part of Gillian's mother. So they were helping her. They were giving her food. They would only come out at midnight or really late at night because they lived kind of like in a duplex where the neighbors, they said, are Nazi sympathizers. So we have to stay away from them. We got to make sure they don't find out because if they find out, the Nazis will be over here. And so there's this whole storyline with that. And over a short period of time, Julian and Sarah start to develop a little bit of a relationship. And she was so, so sorry for how she treated him. And it was just like a touching part of the storyline. She's like, look, don't worry about it. I'm going to bring your schoolwork to you. So she stayed up in that loft or in that barn for more than a year, like a year and a half or something like that before it was finally safe to come out. Now, I'm starting to move into spoiler territory. When it got closer to the time to come out, there were a couple of student Nazis that was in her school. And one of them really despised Jews. He fully bought into the Nazi ideology and he knew that Sarah Sarah was a Jew. He ended up sniffing her out at that barn. And so that's how the film culminates in him finding out that she's in that barn. She makes a run for it. He has a rifle and is chasing her through the woods. There's just no way she's going to get away. And finally, he does catch up to her and has the rifle on her. And she's crying. He's just like, why are you doing this? You know, just let me go. Just let me be. And there's tears streaming down her face. And then this is where the most unlikely thing that happened in the film as the story was going, it was a wolf, like a big giant gray wolf, just jumps on the guy and just mauls him to death, which I was like, come on. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could believe, but that was really unbelievable that right at that moment, a wolf is going to jump on him and maul him to death. And then she ends up running back to the barn or back to the house and trying to knock on the door and no one was home. And so there was this whole storyline there. In the meantime, Julian had been captured by Nazis and he was sent away. And the Nazis, not only did they not like the Jews, but they also didn't like people that were disabled. They considered them inferior. And so they put him on a truck and shipped him out. And that's where the parents were, I think, where they had gone to go look for him. And then she ends up meeting the neighbors. The neighbors who were supposedly the Nazi sympathizers turned out that they were harboring a couple of Jews themselves in the attic the whole time. So they were not Nazi sympathizers. And so they end up helping her for a few days. And then tragically, as the story goes, Julian didn't make it. He ended up being shot by the Nazis. Ultimately, Sarah makes it out and was able to live a full life. As she grew into being a grandmother, she was played by Helen Mirren. And all through that, the grandson just was blown away by the story. They kind of followed back with him and they showed the scene where he goes and he apologizes to the guy, the kid that he was expelled over. So basically, this film is, it's about being kind. It's about helping people, kindness, perseverance, loving life while you have it. And it was a little bit of a tearjerker. And there was a lot of good lessons that could be taught to children nowadays. This was a fictional tale. There's probably many, many instances of something like that that happened during that Nazi occupation of time, not just in France, but in a lot of those different countries where the Jews were being hunted. This was very good. It was historical fiction, but I highly, highly recommend this. It was a beautifully told story. And I definitely give White Bird 5 stars and definitely go see it. It was fantastic.